Howdy there, partner. You know what you're listening to? Where's the Fenley Podcast?
Good afternoon, everybody. That's very weird for me to say. I've got access to all the buttons now. I'm in full control of the station. See, look, I got all the buttons. Look. In five. See? I got access to absolutely everything. So, yeah, this is the start of a new podcast. I know I use the old intro, but hopefully we'll have a new one at some time soon, maybe a remix of that one. But this is the start of my podcast, the Lego Crazy Podcast. So I'm all by myself. I don't have anyone with me. I'm hoping as the series goes on, we'll have people. You know, obviously we've got the Panto coming up, so maybe we'll have people that were involved in the Panto on to have a nice chat about everything. But yes, I'm very nervous, but let's get into it. So, a lot has happened since the last episode of the Fenlake podcast, and I mean a lot. This first episode, like I'm saying right now, it'll probably be like, I don't even know, like a good, like maybe 2 hours, I'm not sure, depending on how long I can do this for, because we had a bit of a struggle getting it set up, but it's all good now. So first off, my name is no longer Harry, it's Harley, because after a lot of contemplation, I decided for myself that being male just doesn't really fit me. So I'm just coming out and saying it, I am trans. So, and I want to thank everyone who found out. I know it was a very out of the blue thing, but, and I, you know, looking back on it, it was very stupid of me to just come out with it out of the blue, but thank you everyone who supported me regardless of that. And obviously, you know, there's a lot of, you know, it's not like an instant thing, it takes a lot of time, so there's obviously going to be a lot of changes happening over the next few years. You know, I mean, I've already kind of started, you know, I've been shaving most of my hair off. Obviously not the stuff on my head. I'd like to keep that. But yeah, obviously, you know, there's lots of steps, you know, shaving, you know, we've been kind of dabbling into makeup over here at Fenlake, because we've been doing like a special effects makeup session, which was happening this morning. But during that session, you know, I was kind of just like tinkering with the makeup anyway. So, and I liked it. I'm not sure how I feel about lipstick though. It feels kind of weird on your lips. But yeah, obviously, you know, going over the years, you know, shaving hair, and then hopefully, you know, start taking hormones or something at some point, but you know, that's in the future. But right now, thank you everyone for supporting. And yeah, another thing that happened was my birthday. I am now 21 years old. Feels weird saying that. The birthday was good. It was very good. Got lots of presents, got a teddy bear, got lots of sweets. The main birthday present is coming in November, because I am officially getting my very first tattoo, and I'm gonna get the Bray Wyatt tattoo that I brought up like a few months ago. I'm gonna have it on like the inside of my forearm. It's gonna be his moth logo with like "Revel in What You Are" at the top. So it's gonna be very cool, and I'm gonna be very happy to finally be able to have some tribute to Bray, because again, he's my all-time favorite wrestler, and he was one of the best storytellers that WWE had. Speaking of WWE, we have got a lot to go over. So, I believe we left off at Night of Champions, I believe. But since then, like, three other pay-per-views have happened. First of which being SummerSlam, which was a very good pay-per-view. During that, we had Cody Rhodes versus John Cena once again. Cody dethroned Cena and is now the undisputed WWE champion. But an even bigger surprise came after that, as Brock Lesnar came back, which I don't think anyone was expecting. I think everyone just kind of thought that Lesnar was going to kind of fizzle out, but nope, he's back. And he was targeting John Cena. And then, in regards to the World Heavyweight Championship, we had Gunther versus CM Punk. CM Punk won the championship, but Seth Rollins came out and cashed in Money in the Bank. And I know, if you remember me stating on the Fenlake podcast that Rollins suffered a leg injury during Saturday night's main event, the injury was a lie. He rused everybody. He came out at SummerSlam in crutches, dropped the crutches, and just went to the ring, cashed in, and beat CM Punk to become World Heavyweight Champion. And he has yet to lose it. Then there is the topic of the Women's World Championship, which was, the champion was Naomi, but Naomi had to relinquish the title because she's pregnant, she's having a baby, so, and obviously it's not a very good idea to wrestle when you're having a baby, so she's relinquished it. And now, before we get to WrestlePalooza, there is Clash in Paris. There were some good matches there. We had John Cena versus Logan Paul, where Cena did a nice and lovely tribute to AJ Styles with a Styles Clash. It was very good. Cena came out on top. I think there was a fatal four-way between Jey Uso, LA Knight, CM Punk, and Seth Rollins for the World Heavyweight Championship. Seth won the match after Becky Lynch came out and just basically revealed that she's joined Seth Rollins' faction, which makes sense because Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch are married, so obviously they would want to be working together a lot more. And then we have, I think we also had Drew McIntyre versus Cody Rhodes at Clash in Paris, which was very cool. Cody is still champion, he has yet to lose it. And then we come to WrestlePalooza, which is a very odd name, but I think, if I remember rightly, it's the name of an ECW pay-per-view, so WWE is kind of paying tribute to that. We had Brock Lesnar versus John Cena. Brock Lesnar absolutely wrecked John Cena. He gave him, like, AF5s, and I've seen a lot of people complain about how the match went, but it's like, and how Cena should have won, but it's like, did you watch 2014 SummerSlam? Like, Lesnar then absolutely wrecked Cena, and you think the John Cena that struggled against Logan Paul in Paris is going to stand a chance against Brock Lesnar when Brock's built like a tank? There was only one way that match was going to go, and it was going to go in Brock's favour. But yeah, and then I think, I'm not sure, I should be looking this stuff up. Let me just look. Wrestlepalooza. See what? Yeah. So I know that we had, I think it was Stephanie Vaquer versus Io Sky for the vacant Women's World Title, and Stephanie Vaquer came out on top. So Stephanie Vaquer is the new WWE Women's World Champion, which is very good for her because she is very early into her main roster run. So to get a world title that early, that is very, very good for her. And then we also had a massive return. AJ Lee, CM Punk's wife, came back to wrestling to team up with her husband and take on Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. And let me just see. Yeah, results. So, yeah. Yeah, so, and Punk and AJ Lee won the match. Cody Rhodes retained against Drew again, and then there was a tag team match between Bronson Reed and Bron Breakker against the Usos with LA Knight as the special guest referee. Reed and Breakker won, so that's very good. Another thing that happened in Wrestlepalooza is that we got the announcement of the very first inductee into the 2026 Hall of Fame, and that is Stephanie McMahon. So massive congratulations to Stephanie. I think it's well deserved. She not only has done good stuff in the ring, but obviously, you know, she was a big figure backstage. And I mean, Stephanie as well, she pretty much made John Cena's career because she discovered that Cena could rap, and Stephanie was like, well, you should start rapping on TV, and Cena did that, and Cena basically took off from there. So yeah, hopefully, I mean, we're probably not going to get any more Hall of Fame announcements until WrestleMania season, honestly, because that's normally around the time. But I guess since this was just like a big special event and Stephanie was there, they were just like, yeah, we'll announce it right then and there. Another thing as well, this is quite old news, but there has been a development in the case of the death of Hulk Hogan, and Hogan's wife suspects foul play now, and I think there is a plan to, you know, sue or whatever legal action is taken. I'm hoping this isn't a grief-driven decision, that she's just acting out of grief and thinking, no, the doctors didn't try hard enough or whatever. You know, I just hope that, you know, this is a rational decision, because if it's not, and if it's a grief-stricken one and they lose, it could turn out very badly for the family. So, yeah. Another thing is, we know when WrestleMania 43 is going to take place, because it was announced recently, even though we still have 42 to go, which, by the way, is going to be in Las Vegas again. And it seems like, because of where WrestleMania 43 is going to take place, it's going to alternate between the two places. WrestleMania 43 is going to take place in Saudi Arabia, which I think is absolutely criminal. I think the first out of US WrestleMania should absolutely be in the UK, because the UK crowd is arguably the best one. I mean, you know, France, if you guys watched Clash in Paris, you'll know that the French wrestling crowd is absolutely insane. But, you know, the UK crowd is very good as well. So I definitely think that that was a wrong decision to have Mania in Saudi. It should have been in the UK, absolutely. And I think now, since, you know, TKO is just kind of messing everything up because it's all about money for them, it's just going to alternate. I think the Manias are just going to alternate between Vegas and Saudi. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, big money corporation likes big money, so that's what they're going to do. As well, we all back to John Cena. There is only like what, 4 dates left of his retirement tour, which is it's sad, man. I don't want Cena to go, you know, but if he feels like he can't go anymore, then, you know, that's how it is. He just can't go. The one gripe I do have is that his final match is going to take place on Saturday Night Main Event in Washington, D.C., which is wrong. His final match should be in his home state of Boston. You know, that would have been the perfect send-off for him to finish in his hometown. But, you know, it's, you know, it's just like WWE is just not doing very well at the minute with all the stupid decisions being made. So, yeah. And then in gaming news, which is something that I'm gonna come up with. Wow, I've only been recording for 17 minutes. I thought this would be a lot longer, but oh well. Gaming stuff. I've been getting back into Elden Ring. I've spent like the past 2 months playing it. I absolutely, well, I'd say I love it, but I have like a love-hate relationship with it. You know, there's times where I absolutely love it, and then there's times where I just wish I never touched it. So, yeah. I got the Elden Ring DLC, Shadow of the Erdtree. If you guys follow me on TikTok and Twitch, you'll know that I beat the final boss of that DLC after like trying it for 2 weeks, and it was very difficult. And I was so relieved by the end, you know what I mean? I was so relieved to finally be done with it, you know. And the DLC is also very fun. I think if anyone wants to get into Souls games, Elden Ring is the best place to start, because it's so, I don't know, it's like, it's, you know, people, you know, whine about it not being accessible, but I think it's literally the most accessible Souls game ever, because there are so many ways you can make the game either easier or harder for yourself. You know, there's magic, there's different builds, and the bosses, you know, I think most of the bosses are kind of easy to learn and understand, with the exceptions being like Melania or Consort Radahn. You know, those ones, they're just really difficult. And then I also got Elden Ring Nightreign on my birthday, which is a fun game, but it's like, you don't really have time. You're kind of on a time limit, because it's like, Nightreign kind of works in a similar way to Fortnite, where there's like a storm coming in every so often, and it like shrinks around the map. so you're restricted on where you can go, and you have to like, you have to get a build and get all these weapons and items in a certain amount of time, otherwise you're just not going to survive. So you can't really, you have to have your head on a swivel when you're playing Night Rain. Another thing as well, the Metal Gear Solid Snake Eater remake came out. I played the original Snake Eater like last year, I think, sometime last year. I absolutely loved it. The one thing that I found really funny is that there's a boss on Snake Eater where you can beat it by not actually fighting it. What you do is when you get to it, you basically just quit the game and don't play it for a week, or I think it's 2 weeks. And then 2 weeks later, when you get back on, because the boss was like a really old guy, the guy just died from old age. So I think that's a really funny and creative way to beat a boss. If you're struggling with it, just take 2 weeks off of the game and then come back when he dies. So, yeah, that's really good. And then a new Lego Batman game got announced, which I'm very excited for. I love the Lego games, especially the Lego Batman games. I remember, like, the first Lego game I ever played was, like, Lego Batman 2 on the Wii, which is, like, the most cumbersome way to play a Lego game because of how cumbersome the Wii is. So, yeah, but I still had a lot of fun, and I can't wait because this Lego Batman game is going off of all of the different films, like the Dark Knight films, the new Batman films. I think there are some comic arcs in there as well, which I'm also really excited for. So, yeah, I'm definitely going to have Lego Batman on my 2026 wish list. And I think once I get a hold of it, I'm going to absolutely enjoy it. Because it looks a lot like a Lego Arkham game, which is absolutely insane. Because I love the Arkham games. I think the Batman Arkham games are like the best superhero game you can get a hold of. I think Arkham City is the best out of all of them. But that's not to say that, you know, the other ones are bad. Every single Arkham game is fantastic. You know, Arkham Asylum, City, Origins, Knight, all of them are absolutely fantastic. But I think that City is arguably the best one. And then Slime Rancher 2 came out. If nobody knows what Slime Rancher is, it's a very cute game where you're ranching around, like, wraggling slimes and making money off of their poop, pretty much, because you feed them, they poop stuff out, and then you sell the poop. it's a weird sounding game, but it's very cute and it's a very pretty game. And I actually found out about Slime Rancher 2's release on a stream that I was watching, because a streamer was playing it, and I thought it was still in early access, so I put in the chat, I was like, oh, I loved the first Slime Rancher, you know, I loved it. You know, the second one looks absolutely amazing. I can't wait for it to fully come out. And then everyone in the chat was like, bro, this is the full release. It's out. And I'm like, what? Nobody said anything to me. Nobody said anything. So, yeah, I was kind of upset that I didn't get any news, but a few days later I bought it for myself. I'm having an absolutely lovely time with it. I've streamed it a little bit. For those that don't know, I stream on Twitch under the name Lego Crazy 1104. So if you want to catch me streaming, the streams aren't really for the faint of heart or for children because of my language, but if you want to tune in, you know, say hi. I do want to get into streaming a little bit more, but it's just like, I don't really, you know, my audience just isn't that big. You know, I don't really have a lot of people to interact with in the chats, but hopefully the more I do it, the more people will come in. And then once I'm like, you know, talking and having like somewhat conversations with the chat, then I can kind of just keep doing it, which is the hope. Another game that I got recently was The Witcher 3. Now, I've not touch The Witcher with a 10-foot barge pole. I haven't read the books, I haven't seen the Netflix show, and Witcher 3 is the only game I've played. I think I've got about 2 hours on it so far. I'm just kind of like going very slow with it. I like it. It's a fun game. So, yeah, that's really it. Witcher 3 is really fun. I started playing it because I loved Cyberpunk, which is a game made by the same developers as The Witcher. I thought Cyberpunk was really fun, so I thought maybe, you know, Witcher would be the same, and so far it's looking to be the same. It's a very fun game where you go around killing monsters and looking for someone, like a girl called Siri, not the AI that's on your iPhone. It's a different character. So yeah. And then in the console world of video games, Xbox and PlayStation have started sharing exclusives with each other. So, oh, now, you know, we've got Gears of War and Forza Horizon on the PlayStation. And then on Xbox, you know, we have Helldivers, Helldivers, Black Myth Wukong, you know, so, it's very interesting, and I think it's better in the long run for the gaming industry, because, I think to be able to play a video game regardless of the platform you're on is a very good thing, and I think the gaming industry will benefit in the long run from these shared exclusives. Because, you know, everyone always goes, oh, no, Xbox is better, PlayStation is better. It's like, bro, it's just a plastic box that plays video games for you, you know. It's not that serious, you know. So I think we should definitely all be able to play games regardless of the platform. You know, obviously PC being the grand superior platform. But, you know, I think, even when I get my PC fixed, I think I'm still just going to be a console player deep down. Like, I'll play on the PC for the games that are exclusively on PC, but for anything else, I think I'm just going to stick to console, man. I've been a console player my whole life, and I don't think that's going to change. Another thing, Saudi Arabia not only has pretty much bought WWE at this point, but they've also bought EA, Electronic Arts, which is the game studio behind the FIFA games, It Takes Two, A Way Out, I'm trying to think what other EA games. Oh, the Star Wars Jedi games as well. The Star Wars Jedi games. EA made those as well, or published those, I should say. You know, so I don't really know what's going to happen to EA now that it's under Saudi, but I honestly can't imagine it's anything good. So, because it's probably just going to be, because most EA games are just nothing but microtransactions. So, I imagine there's just going to be even more of that as time goes on. Oh, yes, back to my birthday. This completely skipped my mind. And on my birthday, I went to Wingstop for the first time. I absolutely loved it. I don't think, like, I loved KFC before, but after having Popeyes and Wingstop, I just can't touch it ever again. You know, it's just so, KFC is just like so bland compared to Popeyes and Wingstop. I mean, even Popeyes feels bland compared to Wingstop. I had the 12 boneless thing, and the two flavors I had was garlic parmesan and hickory smoked barbecue. They are absolutely amazing flavors, and it's like hickory smoked barbecue, it has a kick to it, but it's not an unbearable kick, if that makes sense. And it's like, I normally can't, I can handle a kick of spice, you know, and luck, and you know, Hickory Smoked Barbecue, and then there's also this barbecue triple cheeseburger at Wendy's that has a bit of a kick, but I like it as well. You know, I can handle a kick of spice, but not to the point where it's absolutely unbearable. So yeah, I really liked Wingstop, and I think I've been there like twice since then. You know, I just can't get enough of it. It's an absolutely amazing place, and I think if you're wondering if it's worth the price, it absolutely is. From the chicken that I tried, the Hickory Smoked Barbecue and Garlic Parmesan, that is definitely worth the price. They've got a great drink selection, because you can, you know, you've got refill cups, and there's loads of different ones. They have like still Fanta in the machines at the Wingstop I went to anyway, the one in Queensgate. They have like bubbleless, fizzless Fanta, which I thought was odd. But, you know, apparently that was a thing ages ago, and now Wingstop's bringing it back into the modern era, so that's really cool. I went with the grape-flavoured Sprite, which I thought was absolutely amazing. It tastes great, and I'm definitely going to keep an eye out to see if I can get a hold of that anywhere else, because it is an absolutely amazing drink to have with your chicken at Wingstop. So, yeah. Okay. Now, to kind of end this off, I want to go back to my story, Wrath of the Moon, which, you know, I've been... Sorry about that. But I've been very silent about it. I have been writing, okay, I have been. I want to say the second book is about, I want to say 90% done, but I'm putting a pause on the second book because I've got something bigger in the works, something that I think everyone is going to like. So it's a very big thing. It's still Wrath of the Moon related, but it is absolutely massive, and it requires all of my attention and focus for the time being. So, yeah, there's a pause on the second book, but hopefully once I've gotten this big thing out of the way, it's a script, but it's not an audiobook script, which, as well, the audiobook is kind of... It's kind of on halt at the minute, you know. Doing recording sessions for so long, it kind of fizzles you out. So I'm taking a break from audiobook stuff. I still have the scripts for part 4 and 5, and hopefully we'll get to them at some time in the near future. But for now, the audiobook has kind of just gone to a halt. For those that don't know, there are 3 episodes of it available on Spotify, I think Audible as well, a bunch of different audio platforms, but yeah. So if you want to listen to it, it's called Wrath of the Moon. You can look it up, listen to it, tell me what you think. And as well, there is still one copy of the book, the first book, left. It's the last signed copy. I think it's going for about £15 on the Helping Hand store. But, you know, maybe... I'm thinking that maybe I could raise it for, like, you know, vintage merch, because it's got my old name on it. It says it's by Harry Collins, but that's not my name anymore. So, you know, maybe I could find a way to, you know, boost the price up a bit. Make it a bit of vintage memorabilia. But yeah, so I really just need that last copy bought. It's been sat in reception for so long and nobody's bought it. But yeah, so I'm hoping, you know, once that one's bought, we'll hopefully bring out more copies. They won't be signed. And then once I've gotten the second book all written, we'll hopefully have that put out, and then I think we'll do the same where the first few copies of the second book are signed and then future copies aren't. So And then we'll just kind of repeat that for whatever stuff that I bring out that you can buy. There's also still the merchandise as well. There's t-shirts. I'm not really sure what's happening with the stickers. I thought they were going to be a prominent thing in merch, but I guess not. I don't know. Maybe I should just chase that up, see what's going on with the stickers. I'm hoping to bring out, you know, posters for the characters at some point. I'll have to chase Neil and everyone up about that. Because, you know, I've done some cool stuff on Canva to make the posters for characters. So if you ever wondered what the characters looked like, hopefully soon there will be posters that show you. So that would be really good. I don't know what else I really want to talk about. I was kind of hoping that this would be a bit longer for the first episode, but I've kind of just blasted through everything. A wrestler has unfortunately been released from WWE. I just remembered Andrade, who was only back in the company for a year after leaving AEW, and now he's back in AEW after getting the sack from WWE. You know, a lot of people said, and there's been a lot of reports about Andrade violating the wellness policy or whatever, but you know, it's just like, for those that don't know, Andrade was married to Charlotte Flair. They got divorced, and, you know, a part of me is thinking that maybe since she's a Flair, you know, she has a lot of say backstage, but, you know, I'm not pointing fingers, you know, it's just to put the tinfoil hat on a little bit, you know. But I do think it's a bit weird for Andrade to go back to AEW. I feel like maybe he should have gone on the more quiet indies, you know, to build himself up a bit better instead of going straight back to AEW. But, you know, if that's what he wants to do, that's what he wants to do. Not sure what AEW will have planned for him, because it seems like AEW doesn't really have a plan for half of its roster. So, yeah. The next WWE pay-per-view is going to be Crown Jewel in Perth, Australia, which is going to be really, really cool. Oh, we're going to have John Cena versus AJ Styles for the final time, which I think is going to be absolutely amazing. I'm guessing they're going to write it so that Rhea Ripley and Stephanie Vaquer have a world title match or something. And then Rhea's probably going to take it because, you know, she's from Australia. And plus, I'm pretty sure the pay-per-view is taking place on her birthday. So, you know, that might just be a good day for Rhea when that rolls around. Let me see if there's any other matches announced for Crown Jewel in Perth. Because I imagine there's been a few. WWE. No, reject that. Shows. Yeah, Crown Jewel in Perth. Yeah, so we're going to have Cody Rhodes versus Seth Rollins, the undisputed WWE champion versus the world heavyweight champion. It seems like they're going to be winning like whoever wins like a special crown jewel belt, which I would honestly rather have that than it be like a title unification deal, because back when Roman was like Universal Champion and he took the WWE title off of Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, it just kind of, it messed up the world title picture, you know what I mean? Because he was holding it for so long, but the other brand didn't have a world champion. It was just SmackDown that had a world champion, so they had to reintroduce the world heavyweight title. And I feel like if they went the title unification route, then, you know, it would just be pointless to have gone through all that effort anyway. We will also... It's going to be Tiffany Stratton versus Stephanie Vaquer for another Crown Jewel title match. So the Women's World Champion versus the WWE Women's Champion. Very confusing, I know, but they're on different brands. There will be Rhea Ripley and Io Sky versus Asuka and Kairi Sane. So with the whole like story with that is that Asuka's been kind of like very controlling with Io and Kairi and all that, and it's kind of just devolved into this. So yeah, it's a bit of a hectic one, that storyline. But yeah, hopefully a Crown Jewel in Perth will be on Saturday, October 11th. I'm not sure. It'll probably be on at like stupid o'clock, because that's par for the course for most WWE pay-per-views. But I'm hoping it will be a somewhat good one. You know, I definitely think WWE needs to step up its game after its more recent events. You know, it's been kind of been going on the downhill, but hopefully they can find something that will kind of perk the interests up and get everyone back into it. I think that's about it, you know, for this first episode. For the second one, I want to be able to answer any questions that you guys have, so hopefully if this first episode goes out on Facebook, you can comment on the post, ask me anything, absolutely anything, I don't mind. I'll answer it to the best of my ability, so send in your questions over, and then over the week I'll compile them into a page like I have here, and I will answer as many as I can in the most honest manner I can. I'm very nervous, if you can't tell. I'm stuttering all over the shop. This is my first time doing the podcast all by myself. I wanted to do it all by myself, you know, kind of test the waters. But hopefully, as this new Lego Crazy podcast goes on, we'll have guests. Hopefully, you know, we'll have maybe Neil and Nadine on to discuss what's been going on at the Helping Hands group in terms of like new sessions, events, what have you. Hopefully, I'm hoping maybe we can do some collaborations with the newsletter group to see what they've got going on. And then, as I mentioned earlier, the Panto stuff. Hopefully, once the Panto's all said and done, we can have a nice episode where we've got members of the cast of the Panto, and we can just ask them about the process, about, you know, the nerves, because they're going to be performing in the new theatre, which, by the way, I thought they were just being really unspecific. I thought they were just like, oh no, we're moving to a new theatre to perform now, but it's legitimately called the new theatre, which is such a weird and unoriginal name for a theatre, like... But yeah, you know, they're going to be performing on a massive, massive stage compared to the pantomimes they've done in the past. So the pressure is really on. But I've seen the rehearsals, because I've been doing, you know, music stuff for them. I've been managing their music. I've seen the rehearsals, and they are... I definitely think they're going to do a good job once they get on the big stage. And then once that panto is done, we can move on to another one. Not sure what it's going to be about, but hopefully it will be a very good one. And then hopefully it will be in the Key Theatre, because This year's Panto was originally supposed to be in the Key Theatre, but I think something happened. If I remember rightly, they said that something happened like with the roof, and it won't be fixed until December of this year. So, yeah, hopefully next year it will be in the Key Theatre, but for now, it's in the New Theatre, which is still a very, very big stage. So I definitely think that, you know, if you haven't gotten tickets for it already, definitely do so. Oh, because it's a very, you know, from the Helping Hands group, you know, we rely a lot on, you know, the purchases of merch, tickets, and the charity events that happen. So, you know, if you haven't bought a ticket yet, you know, buy it, go buy a ticket, go and see it. It's going to be an absolute blast, I feel. And so, and yeah. But yeah, send in questions if this episode goes out on Facebook at all, or I'll probably just say to Nadine or Neil to put out on Facebook to ask me questions. But send in questions. And hopefully next week, if there's enough, I'll compile them onto a page and answer them all as honestly as I can. So, I hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. Weekend. And a lot of things are slipping my mind here. Hopefully at the weekend, I'm going to be going to Truckfest with my dad. I haven't been to Truckfest in, like, a decade, man. I think the first and only time I went to Truckfest was when I was, like, 10 years old. I loved it the first time. Well, apart from, like, when I think Justin Bieber was there and Beth really wanted to meet him, and we had to stand in a line for like an hour just to, you know, get like 10 seconds with Justin Bieber. So, you know, thanks for that, Beth. But yeah, hopefully this one will be good, you know. I hope everyone has a great weekend, you know. It's spooky season, so hopefully everyone's in the Halloween spirit. We do have a Halloween day coming up. Everyone's going to be dressing up. I really want to dress up as the Fiend for Halloween, but I think we're a little too late, too close to Halloween now to get an outfit properly sorted, because I imagine like an actual Fiend mask is like really bloody expensive. So, but yeah, hopefully one of these years I'll be able to dress up as the Fiend. So, but if I can't, then who knows, maybe I'll find something else to dress up as. You know, part of me's maybe thinking we could get like maybe something like Undertaker or something like that. So, but yeah, there's going to be a Halloween day, I think there's going to be a disco, I think maybe watching a film. It's not like an open to the public thing, like the fundraiser was, which I think we should absolutely do more of those, like the one we did in the summer, where, you know, we had firefighters coming out, there were, you could get henna done, there was all sorts of different merch that you can buy, there were lovely cakes, burgers, hot dogs, you know. So I definitely think we should do more of those throughout the year instead of just restricting it only to summer, because it was a lot of fun when I was there. So yeah. But yeah, I hope everyone has a good weekend and has, you know, a good rest of their day whenever you're listening to this. But if you want to catch up more with me and what I do, you can follow me on Twitch and TikTok at LegoCrazy1104. Mostly on my TikTok I post Twitch clips. So if you've missed the stream of mine, you can basically catch up on the most funny or important moments from there through my TikTok. And then if you follow me on Twitch, obviously you'll be able to catch me live. And yeah, I hope everyone has a good rest of their day. And I will be back next week, hopefully, with a new intro, new everything. And hopefully I won't be stuttering for most of it. But yeah, thank you everyone so much for listening. And I will hopefully see you all next week. Goodbye.
Howdy there, partner. You know what you're listening to. Wednesday Family Podcast.